This is Unfiltered on ESPN 97.5.
I saw your tweet last night, Dave, about Daryl Morey preaching defense just a couple of weeks ago. That was the most important thing. And then this hire. This doesn't really make much sense, does it?
It really does, and I think it's certainly creating the perception among fans that maybe there's a little bit of a divide, or certainly that this is a Les Alexander-driven decision. It's been a long time. He's loved Phoenix teams, loved Mike D'Antoni coaching there, has always wanted that kind of a style for the Rockets. But it certainly seemed from a team need standpoint that this team needed a defensive upgrade. They needed somebody who could hold James Harden accountable. And this hire just raises some more questions.
It's none of those things. I mean, this hire, and for a front office that's so into analytics and numbers and all those things, this couldn't be 180 degrees different than what you want if you're an analytics guy, could it?
I think it certainly raises some questions, Sean. I'm very surprised. I don't think this would be Daryl Morey's selection for what this team needs, because what Mike D'Antoni did with the Phoenix Suns when he had the greatest amount of success was, got shots up at a fast pace, shot a lot of threes. I think he was shooting at that time, levels of three-pointers that we really weren't seeing, and now we've surpassed those. The Rockets have adopted many of those philosophies, and it just doesn't seem like what Mike D'Antoni could bring to this team is something that they didn't already have. I mean, James Harden is already an offensive force. They're already getting a lot of open threes. For this team to improve on offense, they have to upgrade the roster. And that's, with or without D'Antoni, that's what's necessary. But defense, that seemed to be a mindset. That seemed to be coaching. And so it does throw me off.
Dave Hardesty, ClutchFans.net, ClutchFans.net, the site for Rocket fans. And how are Rocket fans reacting today?
Poorly. I think this is the biggest surprise I've seen, in the 24 years or so since Les Alexander's owned the team. I don't think any fans have really ever turned against him. I think he's been a great owner, certainly. I'm just surprised. I think that's what we're seeing now. We're seeing fans, perhaps that Les Alexander showed his hand a little bit too much here. Fans are starting to turn a little bit against him, and that's what I think is a little bit of a surprise, because we really haven't seen that the entire time. Now, I will say, Mike D'Antoni, certainly from an offensive standpoint, will run a great show. I just think that, it's not football. You don't just hire a defensive coordinator and fix your defense like you would do with a Wade Phillips type of hire. It's, Jeff Bizdelic, who they expect to bring in as an assistant, will help there. But I think your system, your philosophy is going to be based on offense, and they won't be boring. They'll be exciting, but I think from a defensive standpoint, they're going to be falling pretty short.
This is Unfiltered on ESPN 97.5.